Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is December the 4th, 2014. It's a Thursday. I'm Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 47 of the Follow English podcast. Today I'm going to be speaking about IELTS writing task 1. That's for the academic version. So first, I will describe the task. I will give you a brief introduction to what you will find in this task. And then I'll move on and give you some tips about what sort of language you might want to include in your task if you want to get a good score. So the first thing then is the writing task one is a report. So you have to write a report. That implies that you're not supposed to use personal language, so you're supposed to report, to write a report about a graph, like a line graph, or maybe a table, maybe a chart, a bar chart, or even a diagram. Sometimes you also have a couple of maps, and then you have to compare the two maps. So these are basically the elements that you might encounter in the writing task one, the academic writing task one. You're supposed to write at least 150 words. So that means roughly about 15 lines, let's say. It's okay if you write more than that. Of course, you might get penalized if you write less than 150 words. So my first advice here is to analyze well, or spend 1 or 2 minutes thinking about what is important for the task. You know? So looking at the line graph or looking at the chart, diagram, or whatever else you might have there, and in selecting the main features. Because in the prompts, normally you have an introductory sentence describing the information that you have in the line graph or in the table or whatever else you have there. And you also have a sentence which basically goes like this. Summarize the information by selecting and reporting the main features and make comparisons where relevant. So here I want to highlight some keywords. One of them is summarize. So you're not going to be able to talk about everything. So forget about all the details. You know, you're supposed to summarize. So summarizing means choosing the most important features. Then selecting and reporting the most important features. So that's basically what you have there. And making comparisons where relevant. So you might want to make a couple of comparisons, especially if you have, let's say, a bar chart and a line graph, or if you have two different elements there. So the first thing then is, coming back, it's to look at the task and analyze carefully all the data you have there, and then select the main features. For you to do that, you might even circle some of the elements that you don't want to forget to include, even circling some of the data that you might have in there that you want to include in your description. So as you are going to be writing a report, basically you have to describe what you see. You're not supposed to give any personal views or even make up information that is not in the graph or table or chart. So basically you have to describe. So stick to the description and you will be safe. If I had to give you like a checklist, I think one of the most important things is to start off well. So write a clear overview. Of course, for the overview, you can include some of the elements that you have in the introductory sentence describing the graph or the table or the chart. But it's good to change the wording a little bit so that you can show that you have a good command of language from the very beginning. So my first tip here is analyze carefully and then look at the introductory sentence and write a clear overview, which could be something like this. The graph shows information about la la la, or the bar chart compares the population in country, or the growth in the in the population in countries la la la, A, B, or C, and so forth. Then this would be a paragraph one, you know. So for the paragraph one, just by this clear overview in paragraph one would probably take no more than 30 to 50 words. You might include a second sentence in there by extending a little bit the information that you have in the introductory sentence given in the prompts. Then you will go for paragraphs two and three, where you have to develop your description, and that's where you will actually add some or include some of the data that you have in the graph or table or chart. So you will start the description and you will support your description with figures, with numbers, or if it's a diagram, with some of the steps that you have in the process. In the case of having a diagram, I think it's important to see clearly each of the steps that you have in that process, which is being shown in the diagram, and to think about how you are going to sequence the events that you have, or the steps that you have in that process. So of course, the second tip then is to support your description, to start your description, and support your description with figures. You don't have to include all the figures that you have in the chart or graph. As I told you before, you're supposed to summarize and you're supposed to select and report only the main features, so you don't have to worry about including everything. So this is the second tip. And the third tip would be to use appropriate vocab. So what do I mean by appropriate vocabulary? Appropriate vocabulary in the case of a graph is vocabulary that can describe movements in the line of a graph. For example, there was a sharp increase in the sales of books in 1998, you could say something like the sales of comics dropped sharply in the year 2000, or something like that. So a sharp increase, a slight drop. So words related to the description of graphs and charts. You can easily go online and Google this, describing graphs and charts. If you want to know more about the language you can use in this case, there are many verbs. Not only increase or drop or fall or rise or, you know, and there are also lots of good adverbs that you can use, sharply or verbs like fluctuate. Maybe in another episode I should talk about this, about the vocabulary that you can use to describe graphs and charts. I think this is a very interesting area if you want to prepare well for writing task one in academic IELTS. So using appropriate vocabulary means much more than that, because if you have a diagram, then maybe you might need to use some sequencers, or let's say words like first, second, after that, then, finally. So words that will help you give this chronological order to the events or to the steps in a process. I think this is very important as well. So paragraphs 2 and 3 are basically the development of your description. So your report basically is all about this description, and this is the main body or the main part of your report. And if you still think it's necessary, and in some cases I think it's nice to do that, especially if you still have time left. I forgot to tell you that in fact you have basically just, you know, only 20 minutes to do the whole thing. You can go over the 20 minutes, but then if you go over the 20 minutes, then you will have less than 40 for task 2, which is supposed to have more words and might be more challenging in some cases. So I strongly advise you to stick to the 20, maybe 25 minutes. Otherwise, you might run out of time for task 2. Then the closing paragraph, if you have time to write a short closing paragraph, you can do that. You can restate some of the main features in your closing paragraph and to close your task 1 appropriately. But basically, this is it about writing task 1. I hope I gave you some insights. Remember, one more thing. Remember that what is being analyzed, what examiners are looking into in this case when they read your task, is they will evaluate task achievement, which is basically how well you answered the question, or in this case, how well you summarized the information and selected and reported. Make sure you always add, information that reflects the chart, the table, and the graph accurately. Make sure what you write is relevant to the question and not off topic. Try to use a range of linking words to connect and to sequence your ideas. That will show the examiner that you have a good command of the language. And try to use a range of vocabulary, like I said, use appropriate vocabulary that demonstrates your knowledge of English. So if you have a graph or a chart, try to use appropriate words to describe the chart. If you have a diagram, try to use appropriate words that can show the sequence of that diagram. And this is basically how to do well in task achievement. Cohesion, coherence is another point that is evaluated, in lexical resource, and finally grammar range and accuracy, which is all about your command of the structures of the language. If you have a good command of complex structures or basic structures and whatnot. So this is it for today. I hope I gave you some insights on how to do well in IELTS Academic Writing Task 1. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can go to the page and add your email to the email list so that you get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. And you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. So that's it. Keep learning, keep studying, and see you next time. Bye!